Published in 1960, To Kill a Mockingbird became an instant success, won Harper Lee a Pulitzer Prize, and was made into a film starring Gregory Peck. Nearly 60 years on, it's still a much-loved classic and a landmark in civil rights literature. The story, told by 8-year-old Scout, is a vivid evocation of childhood in the Depression-era Deep South. Times are hard, and attitudes both conservative and racist. With their mother dead, and their lawyer father Atticus at work, Scout and her older brother Jem spend the hot summers kicking around the tired old town of Maycomb, with their friend Dill, looking for any amusement. A mysterious reclusive neighbour called Boo Radley fuels the children's vivid imaginations.
As the summer progressed, so did our game. We polished and perfected it. It was a melancholy little drama, woven from bits and scraps of gossip and neighborhood legend.
But their wild fantasies about Boo are soon eclipsed when Atticus is assigned to defend Tom Robinson, a black man falsely accused of raping a young white woman. He knows there'll be trouble. The character of Atticus Finch is a highly idealized one. While his children think he's terribly old, 50, they also respect his wisdom and fairness. Scout's childish questions and Atticus's reasoned responses cut through the deep prejudices of Maycomb, and telling the story from Scout's child's eye perspective is one of the book's great achievements. In an emblematic moment, Atticus buys Jem and Scout air rifles, but says they must never aim at mockingbirds. Scout is confused, but their neighbor Miss Maudie explains.
Mockingbirds don't do one thing but make music for us to enjoy. They don't eat up people's gardens, don't nest in corn cribs. They don't do one thing but sing their hearts out for us. That's why it's a sin to kill a mockingbird.
The book successfully brought the thorny issue of American racial prejudice into the mainstream. The black community of Maycomb lives segregated and in poverty beyond the town rubbish dump. When summing up his defense of Tom Robinson against the fabricated rape charges of Mayella Ewell, the alleged victim, Atticus challenges the courtroom with a question.
What did she do? She tempted a Negro. She was white, and she tempted a Negro. She did something that in our society is unspeakable. She kissed a black man. Not an old uncle, but a strong young Negro man.
Harper Lee, like the novel's protagonists, grew up in a sleepy southern town. She was a childhood friend of writer Truman Capote, on whom she modeled the character of Dill. Her father, A.C. Lee, an Alabama lawyer, unsuccessfully defended two black men accused of murder. Lee really knew the characters she was depicting. She understood their motivations with an empathy that Atticus encourages.
If you can learn a simple trick, Scout, you'll get along better with all kinds of folks. You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view. Sir? Until you climb into his skin and walk around in it.
In 2015, the novel Go Set a Watchman was published, 7 months before Harper Lee's death. Marketed as a sequel, it was in fact an early draft of To Kill a Mockingbird, and is notably different, especially in the character of Atticus. Most fans were disappointed and prefer to remember the original Finch family, funny, feisty Scout, and Atticus, an icon of social justice.